You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. How's everyone today?
Amazing.
We're live.
Yes, amazing. Love it.
Last week we were in Radio Talk. We tape our show because of the holiday. You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yes. Like Jimmy Swaggart. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Sure can hear you.
Anyway, we weren't here last week because of Easter holiday and Passover. I think I passed over many food. Easter, I saw little rabbits and chocolate. You go to See's Candy, right?
Yes.
And you see the chocolate, and you got to go to Nordstrom. You see
women buying
stuff.
Love chocolate.
And you see the Kardashians everywhere. Anyway, welcome to our show tonight. Cameron Sports and Life. We will be on the air for 9 years. Can you imagine, Karen?
I know, that's
you
amazing.
You shared a lot of time with
yes.
us in our 9 years, and we're one of the shows of LA that people talk about. What is he going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about movies. We're also going to talk. We have actors, and we have professionals, and we got some guy with real estate. So there you go. It's a little confusion, but we have everything on tonight. So we're going to start off. We have a famous actor, Mohammed. Is it Kesey?
Mohammed Kesey.
Kesey.
Yes.
Hey, gotta get it right, like Italian. Get it right. Anyway, what I wanted to mention to everyone is, I have to talk about my court case. I go to court. I went to court today.
Okay.
And my famous brother, served me 4 weeks ago with a restraining order on my mom. So I don't go through this ever in my life. I never. And what happened was I took care of my mom. You know, we fed her and made sure she had caretakers and everything. So I get, St. Patrick's Day. I go to see her, you know, the day before, and everything was cool. Everything was great. I love you. My mom never says she loves me. Never. But the day after, I go to the hospital, which you won't mention. I don't want to get any lawsuits. But the hospital said, you're not allowed to go see her. I go, why? We have a restraining order for you not to come in. That was scary, because I never had it. And it was done by my brother, who's a real genius. Anyway, so we go, you know, I went today to court because of that good old restraint order. People were very nice to us. My brother, he got thrown coffee by a husband that's not happy with putting a restraining order on the kids for 3 years. So my brother was thrown coffee. He went ecstatic. And the judge says, what's wrong, counselor? He had coffee all over him. But what I learned from the system, justice will prevail. I feel what happened got me pissed off for 4 weeks since I haven't seen my mom. I heard she's okay. That's great. But I don't care anymore because I put all my energy in love. But sometimes you got to pull back. So what I learned from this whole experience is, that people out there, if you ever get a temporary restraining order, it's not the end of the world. You still can watch Maude on TV, and you can still watch Howard Stern, whatever. But it just takes your life in a different balance. So I feel good. I feel energized. We're gonna work on a new world for me, and I'm doing some projects for Amazon and others. So this is how I look at life. It's good. So I want to thank all the supporters out there that want to know what happened to me. You know, I didn't hire the mafia. Someone asked me. We didn't hire the mafia, but I have a good lawyer. I can't give his name out because of the confidentiality agreement.
HIPAA.
Yeah. And Gloria Allred was very nice. I got to talk to her. It was really good. Anyway, enough with that. We got to get into the world of movies. And tonight, I wanted to give our phone number out, 323-203-0815. So Karen, if you're in Mexico City, you call 323-203-0815. You're in Morocco, you call 323-203-0815. And if you're in somewhere in Zaire, 323-203-0815. See? That's how I do it with my audience. Anyway, we want to thank folks out there with nice greens for Easter and Passover. And I had a great Passover, even though by myself. I went to Cantor's, famous Jewish deli. Oh, it's great. Matzo ball soup, chopped liver. Oh, it's great. And then after that, you go, no, I don't want that. Not for another year. because, you know, you get sick of it. And then for Easter, I was invited by someone, and I got to see an Easter thing. It was really nice. So there you go. I had fun. So it was really good to meet people. It was really good. Now, let's get into, I was going to give a little brief news thing. News briefs. Breaking news. By the way, President Trump, or President Turkey, I call him Turkey, what he did with the sanctions on China, the economy, the stock market went down 700, 800 points today. The worst beating we've ever had. So what I say, people, listen to me. When you get your ballot, you put Democrat. Put Democrat. Whoever runs, Democrat. Because what I feel with Trump is he's letting people down. He's not a nice guy. Even though Stormy Weathers, Stormy Field, she's not even getting her money. So, you know, if he's doing a hooker and calling her an adult film star, as they say, it's very interesting. So it's very interesting what goes on in the world of politics. Well, we got to mention it. People ask, because we were on last week, live. But anyway, one other thing we're going to talk about is the U.S. Stop sanctions on Putin's ally. Put sanctions on Putin's ally. First of all, what do we got to deal with Putin? What I would do, tax the hell out of Russia. Tax them till it hurts. That's the only way you deal with Russia. Then we build a new nuclear bomb. This is my idea of the world. Cameron in the world. You get a new nuclear bomb. You send it over. You say, Putin, you either talk to us or we drop it. Then, you know, because a guy like that, you can't play. You can't play. So my feeling
careful,
of the world.
We're about to have like all the.
That's right. Russian agents are all over the building. Anyway. Wait. Karen, I gotta go on with my speech. But anyway, I don't care about Russia. I think Trump must have had a hooker in Russia. That's why he's not talking. Something's going on. We'll get to the matter of fact. Why would he talk to Putin? Maybe they're doing each other. Who knows? But it's really strange why he's supporting a dictator, a tyrant. And I had a lady, I went to Ralph's before I got here. She says, Putin's good. I go, good for what? Killing people? Assassinating people? Poisoning people? What is he good for? So she didn't know what to say to me. I said, lady, when you say he's good, you got to see what he's doing, the people of Russia. He's not a great guy. He's a crook. Anyway, back to the world of reality. I want to introduce to everyone the man. The man's a legend. He's a you're a kickboxer, right? Kickboxer?
He started with boxing, and then, yes.
And then he got into, and he's from Morocco.
Originally, I'm from Morocco.
Morocco, and he looks good for, he looks good, what, 55?
Sorry?
Are you 55?
I'm 55.
I'm telling you, I'm going to do my homework. And
he's
he goes by
enriched.
Tony Poe, right?
Tong Po. And kickboxer with
Tong Po. Hazo. Yeah. Okay, so we got that out. But he had a brand new, you had a movie out. You do the series Kickboxer 1, 2.
I did 1 and 2, yes.
Right. And did you get good pay?
So.
Okay, we'll do a new one.
He ate that night. There you go.
We'll get a kickboxer and a guy from China. Now, there you go. That's a new movie. Anyway, wonderful films. I got to see some of it. I thought your acting was incredible.
Thank you.
In the film. So tell us, you're coming from Morocco.
Yes.
Way over the seas. Tell us what got you into sport, because I know you've been in sport for a long time.
Actually, I first of all thank you for the invitation. And
no problem. I want my money later. No.
And I am born in Morocco, in Oujda, city
okay.
of Oujda, in 1962. And in 1964, we went to Belgium. So I did my preschool in Belgium.
Parlez-vous français?
Absolument. C'est pour ça que c'est en fait ma première langue. Je parle le français.
He's going with me to a French restaurant afterwards.
And then in Belgium, yeah. Just to answer your question, how did I start boxing and kickboxing? I was in a place, in a uh-huh. gym, a boxing gym, Rue Général Theiss, Ladeps, Bruxelles, when I was seven. And right. there, Jean-Claude Van Damme, his real name, Jean-Claude Van Varenberg, he was 9 years old. He's right. 2 years older than me. And he was doing karate Shotokan. And yeah. then we, you know, start to, because it was the same complex.
Right.
At the ground floor, he was doing karate. At the basement, we were doing boxing. And then we start to be really close. And then he became, you know, champion in martial arts. I became champion in boxing. And we spent a lot of time together. We had the same idol, Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali
oh, wow.
in boxing. So,
oh, by the way, people that don't know Bruce Lee was a famous Chinese martial art. In fact, he went to school at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And he was buried up in Seattle. But he was a famous star for all the old young people that say, what the hell are they talking about? So Bruce Lee, and talk about Claude Van Damme.
He's
probably in his 50s.
He's 57. He's two years older than me. He's born in 1960 and me in 62. Okay. So basically, we had a dream
right.
and a passion to go to Hollywood.
Right.
Everybody thought we were crazy. What are you in Brussels?
Right.
Vous êtes fou, quoi? Are you crazy? You don't have your... you can't speak English because we couldn't speak one
word. Arnold couldn't speak English either.
we didn't have our working visa. You right. have thousands and thousands of American people
right.
who didn't make it as in the acting, especially just maybe small parts, but never really made it. I mean, are you crazy? Just stay here
right.
in Belgium, get a normal job. You know, that's the family, the friends. But anyway, we just pursue our dream,
right.
our passion. Trying to make movies.
Right.
And then we put pictures together before taking the plane from Brussels to Hollywood. So we worked pretty hard to pay the ticket because in 1980, uh-huh. airline tickets were expensive, very expensive.
Uh-huh.
And so we worked so hard, like for 2 years,
uh-huh.
and put some money together to get and take the plane. And,
uh-huh.
and we prepared so many pictures in a big black bag, like uh-huh. Dr. Jekyll and Hyde bag, you know? kind of
oh,
scary
yeah,
bag.
That bag I saw Charles Manson. No, go ahead.
No, but you have a story with that yeah. bag because we fed it up, yeah. right? For it was heavy. And actually, it was the bag of his grandfather, okay?
Oh, Jean-Claude,
yes.
Okay.
And then we took the plane to go to Hollywood, but we had to stop in New York.
Who brought Jean-Claude? I heard it was a famous star, actor, that brought him to America. Do you know who it was?
No. I'm telling you the story.
Yeah.
Him
yeah.
and I, we went in 1982 to Hollywood, okay? So nobody believed in us,
right.
honestly. He had me, he believed in me, I believe in him. We were two friends, like two
right.
brothers. He spent so much time in my home, loved Moroccan food. And then I go and spend time to his home, and we were always together. So basically nobody, no star really. No, we just went because of our dream and our
right.
passion. So once we arrived there, basically we stopped in New York. And what
uh-huh.
happened between Brussels and New York,
uh-huh.
something happened. Because an older lady from Belgium and her husband were sitting down
uh-huh.
next to us, and the lady was always looking at the bag. And that upset Jean-Claude. And then he says, he says to me, what's wrong with this woman? She's looking. I said, let her look. She wants to look. Let her look.
She buy a Gucci.
Let her look at the bag. So and she started to look more and more, and then he got upset and looked at her and said, boom.
Boom.
So I said, what are you doing? Jean-Claude, are you
yeah.
crazy? What are you doing? And then she started to look even more at the bag, you know?
Wow.
And then he goes, boom, boom. And then we arrive in New York. We were not supposed to go, you know, because we wanted to go to Hollywood.
Right.
So only the people from Brussels has to go down to New York, right? And then from New York, whoever wants to go to Hollywood, come up in the plane. So basically, two big guys come, and they ask us to come out.
Right.
Take the bag and come out. And I say, excuse me, but we are going to Hollywood.
Right.
He says, no. Come down, no, here. And then I look at Jean-Claude, and I said, you, I don't want to say a bad word, but that's what happened.
It's all right.
So basically,
you say it on our radio. It's all right.
Okay, you
what was
fuck.
The bad word you?
You fuck.
Okay. That's you heard that word, folks. Don't call the FCC.
he said
I
duck.
Was pissed.
It was duck.
I said, you see what you did?
Yeah.
So anyway, we come down the airport of New York.
Okay.
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 I'm sorry, kids.
Where were we at, Kennedy? And Kennedy Airport?
So, yeah.
Was it Kennedy? Okay,
yes.
You're JFK.
We come down there, and they start to see everything. Jean Claude and I, the bag. I mean, and then the plane left. We said, you know, we want to. He said, left. The plane left. He said, and then you have to pay another ticket. I said,
those days.
We already paid the
ticket.
So let me tell you, the rest of the money we had is like gone to that other ticket. But thank God, in our mind, we were having somebody going to come and pick us up at the airport,
right?
Because it was an American guy who loved Moroccan food, who stayed in Brussels a long time, and he stayed in our home many times.
Couscous.
So, like couscous, tagine, you know. And Belgium steak frites, chicken gratin, etc. Donc, he had Belgian food and Moroccan food. And he was so nice. And he said, listen, when you come, I have a home in Beverly Hills. You will come. I have a pool. I have my fridge always full of food. You don't have to worry until you get a job.
Right.
Great. We were happy.
Yeah.
So once we arrive in Hollywood, we call nothing.
No answer.
I mean, nothing. And we were naive, you know, 19 years old. We were naive. And then Jean-Claude looked at me and said, what are we going to do now, you know? I said, you know, he said, listen, we have our return ticket. Let's go back. I said, what? Because so many people in Belgium were, you know, saying, we're not going to last 1 week. We're crazy. We this and that. I said, I'm going to go back to Belgium.
No.
And they're going to make fun of me.
Right.
I'll succeed here or I'll die here.
That's right.
And then Jean-Claude said, are you crazy? But where are we going to stay? We don't have any more money. The money left, we had it for the other ticket from New York to Hollywood. I mean, I said, listen, remember Hawaii 50?
Right.
The palm tree, the beach. So I said, we'll just go to Santa Monica. Because we only hear about Santa Monica. Many years we hear about Santa Monica, Venice Beach, but we never went in it. So that was the first time. I said, let's take a bus. We have a few more change. We take the bus to Santa Monica. He said, are you really crazy? I said, why? I mean, come, man. I mean, you know, the beach we're going to. So we went there. We went there. And then we went under a palm tree.
Right.
So we were taking turn for our luggage. One goes swim, the other one watch. And we go back and forth. We see beautiful girls, you know, the beach. He said, and then Jean-Claude said, you were right. The sunshine. You were right, man. This is paradise, you know, because
in
Belgium, it's always very cold. It's always, you know, raining and no really a beach there, especially the beach is kind of far away. So we were happy, really happy. And then suddenly night comes.
Then you came.
That's another
story. By the way, the person that brought John Van Claudin for trivia, we should get out a prize. But it was a famous actor that brought him out here.
That was him.
I'm telling you the story.
No, you don't. But there was an actor that referred him to come here too.
No. Not at all. I was explaining you we had a dream, Jean-Claude and I.
No, I understand. But
and then
you know who was part of it? George Burns.
No.
They had a whole story about George Burns, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No. That's much later.
He got him into...
That's much later. Okay. Much later. I'm talking to you about 1982.
Okay, 82. Okay,
you're talking about George after 90s. After 90s.
Let's go on because we're only a one-hour show. Let me go ask you. Okay, so you got this wonderful career. You know, did you go to Venice? Venice was the place.
Yes. Yes.
When Arnold, and you had Franco Palumbo, you had people like Frank, a good friend of mine who died, Frank Palumbo, he was a famous bodybuilder. They all worked out in Venice. And that was the place. So you ended up in Venice.
That's where the story start to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because when we spent the night, it was getting so cold, and then full of ants under that palm tree, and Jean-Claude and I, we dancing nighttime, and Jean-Claude start to really insult me. I told you we should, you know, return ticket. We should go back to Brussels. So what happened is then daytime come, sunshine. We tired. We couldn't sleep all night, and then we slept. And then we woke up around noon, 1 o'clock. We went to a supermarket, and we smell the chicken going, you know, roti. Poulet roti, and we follow
that smell
of chicken, you know. And then Jean-Claude and I, we do
hungry right now.
Now, John, we're ready to go to
the way he talks about it. Oh, it's nice and succulent, nice spare ribs.
So we go pile face, you know, head or tail, and then I win. I say, okay, I start to eat my half. You watch. That's what we did. I took that chicken. It was so hot. Yeah. So hot. I was like, but I was so hungry. So I pull out the chicken, eat it, you know. And then Jean-Claude comes and I say, I didn't finish my half. Keep watching. So he keeps watching. And I eat my half of the chicken. Uh-huh. And then I give his half and I keep watching. But you know, you have those tinted window. Right. So they were looking at us, all the security.
Oh, you mean
they
had the camera?
They were having fun, you know.
They went to Costco.
We didn't know. So what happened is we finish, we take the bones, we put it behind those can of tuna, and we take from the baby, you know, the baby tissue, wet tissue. You know? We clean our hand.
Yeah.
And then we go and we take a chewing gum, like a gum, for a few cents. And then we say, like we bought something, you know?
Yeah.
And then we come out, and then suddenly a black hand with the bones, like the security guard, he comes and he brings the bones and he says, you forgot your chicken. And then Jean-Claude and I, we look at each other, you know? And I say, did you eat it? He looked at me and said, no, I didn't. You did? And then the big black guy was looking at us and said, follow me over here, you two. So we go to his office.
Yeah.
And then I say, oh, my God, our dream. We might be expulsed and then we don't have going
to
have
jail.
I said, no, we really thought they're going to send us back to Belgium.
Oh, yeah,
and then we couldn't come back. And that's our dream, you know. Yeah. This was like a nightmare. So I said to the guy, listen, please. This is our situation. And I explained to him the whole situation, you know? And then he was like really feeling for us and he let us go.
They're very nice.
When we went, we go, looking for a kickboxing gym.
Yeah.
We find one, someone come out, was starting to be dark, and he said, it was already pretty dark actually. And then we tell him, this is the thing. He said, listen, vestiaire. The place where they take shower and all that. Sleep there, and he closed the door behind us. I'm coming back in the morning. So he was very nice to let us
very
in.
Very nice, yeah.
Because we almost died from freezing at night. Yeah. So, but when we come in that kickboxing gym, it was like, I'm almost finished there. We see dirt. I mean, really, like the web spider in the corner, the mirror, and the smell of the sweat. And, and then I said, you know what, Jean-Claude? Let's clean the place. So he didn't want to start with the restroom. So I went to the restroom. Mm-hmm. I just, you know,
you
cleaned the restroom.
It.
There were like everything there to clean. You know, Jean-Claude cleaned the mirror. We take out all those web spider.
Yeah.
We open windows. There were little windows for fresh air. In the morning when he came, he says, wow, you know, he was impressed. He said, if you want to stay a few more nights, no problem. So we tell him, listen, please. Is it possible we train a little bit? Oh, you do kickboxing? Just a little.
Yeah.
We've been doing that all our life,
yeah.
You know? So once we come, the bag, I start to bam, hit the bag, bam, and jump with his leg, you know, kicking the bag. He looked at us and said, wow, this is a little bit kickboxing, you know?
And then he said,
you know what? We need someone to teach.
And that's got their first job.
How we got our first job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's you.
Your
turn.
So now when you finally got to break in, what was the people that you met? Were they Hollywood people? Were they producers?
Yes, yes. We meet. Oh my God. One day, we were in Ben Franks, Sunset Boulevard. And there we start to talk, Jean-Claude, always dreaming, you know.
Right.
Dreaming. And I always tell him, Jean-Claude, you're the best, you know, because, you know, he didn't really believe in himself, you know. So I said, listen, you don't worry, because, said, you know.
Sounds like Arnold.
Yeah.
He said, Arnold had the same thing.
No, Jean-Claude was just like, we should go back to Belgium. I said, listen, you are the best man. I said, yeah, the best, but we just did Break Street,
yeah.
Break Dance. It's like just dancing, yeah. like an extra part. He said, that's... You know, I said, yeah, but...
Well, in those days...
I said, you know, Stallone start, you know, to do different things even before. I mean, like, you know, everyone is not starting... Everyone has difficulty.
Right.
No one's going to start right away on the top. I mean, most of the people. So, he said, somebody hear us talking. Listen to this. Somebody hear us talking in French. And he come to us. And he says, where are you from? Belgium, and me originally from Morocco.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm from Morocco. Because, you know, Morocco, it's the second language, French also.
Sure.
So we were talking, and then he said, what are you doing? And we told him, you know, we have a dream, you know, movies and this and that. And then we told him, and you, what are you doing? His name was Abdelkader.
Oh, yeah.
He says, what are you doing? He says, I am the assistant of Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
That's our idol, Muhammad Ali. Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali. And then we said, please, can we just take a picture with him? Can we just see him?
Yeah, be with him.
Please. And then he says, let me see what I can do. Wait for me here. So he left and came back like half hour later. He was on Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, those houses with security gates.
Well, he lived in
on Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah.
So, like, security gate, many houses. He was one of the house was his. Anyway, he comes back to me, and guess what? He says, Muhammad Ali is waiting for you.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, man. We were like... Wow. We went to him. We went to see him. And then he was so sweet. I remember he was reading the Quran and closing the Quran. And then he says to us to sit down. And he took a briefcase. He gave us coffee. And then he took a briefcase and do some play, some magic trick. And then he took us to his museum, you know, with all the trophy and all that. But when we come up the stairs, we see something like a peignoir, you know, a rope, beautiful rope with many crystal, nice. And then we say, wow, what is this rope? And he said, it's a gift from Elvis Presley.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Then we come in the room and we see all those trophy. And then day after, because Jean-Claude and I, Jean-Claude come from a Christian family. I come from a Muslim family. So we were going on Friday to make sure we win, you know?
Right.
Friday, we go to the mosque. Sunday, we go to the church. We don't know who's going to win, but at least we have to.
God is everywhere.
So basically, we went to the mosque, Jean-Claude, Muhammad Ali and I and Abdelkader, the day after. And then, as I said, Sunday, I go always to church with him. So, what happened is, Muhammad Ali asked us again Saturday day after, come, because we got along great. Come to the gym to see me train if you want.
Yeah.
So we went to the gym, boxing gym. And Jean-Claude said, you know what? My friend does boxing. Wow. Come in the ring. And I look at Jean-Claude, I was embarrassed, you know. And I loved Muhammad Ali, as I said, because we were waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning in Belgium, because the time was not the same.
Right.
Our whole family wake up at 3 o'clock to see him boxing, you know, Frazier, three fight with Frazier, you know, Foreman. I mean, all these fights. So basically, I loved the way he boxed, and I was inspired by him.
He had a certain dance.
Yes, but I, what happened is when I went in the ring and start to box, I start to just throw some jab, and then he stopped, looked at his people, and he says, wow, he boxes like me. And that's one of
nice
the best
compliment
I received in my life.
No, that's
so
great.
That's one of the guy. I mean, we met, and then of course we met also Chuck Norris. We have a whole story with him.
Oh, Chuck
too.
Norris is a
Stallone. Stallone. We have also an interesting story with him.
Sylvester Stallone.
So we met.
Now, did you work in the movies with Stallone?
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Predator.
He must have been very excited.
Yeah.
Did you know that Jean-Claude Van Damme was the Predator?
What, oh, you mean the original?
Inside the suit.
What happened is, no, he started with it, but then something happened, and then they had to hire somebody else, very tall, and then that's what you saw in the movie. You didn't see Jean-Claude's costume. Something happened with that. That's another longer story, and you just said you have only 1 hour, so I cannot keep mine, you know, because, you know, it's long, but if you have another question, I'll be...
Well, my question to you is, Now then you get into films. What was your first film you did in America? What was your first film?
First film, I said it just earlier, was actually Breakdance, but just as an extra. If you go to Breakdance, you'll see Jean-Claude and I, you know, just dancing. And I had the same look of Juan Paredes, the first fight I had in the Kumite, you know, of Bloodsport. And then the movie where I was known worldwide, it's Tong Po, where I had 2 hours makeup on my face. It's a prosthetic in Kickboxer. The first time we see me, I hit a pillar, you know, have that ponytail.
Right.
And Jean-Claude played Kurt. And, you know, Dennis Alexio was world champion in kickboxing, played his half-brother in the movie.
Right.
And then Lionheart, where I played Mustafa. I played... in Lionheart, you had two officers following
Lionheart
Jean-Claude.
Was a film. Everyone out there, Lionheart was a film. Who else was in that film?
Oh, you had, Sheldon Lettish, who's a wonderful man, wrote it and directed.
Right.
Wrote also Rambo.
Right.
With one of the Rambo with Stallone.
Stallone.
He also he wrote Bloodsport, actually. He's the one who wrote the life of Frank Dukes, who's also a wonderful person, the real life of Frank Dukes. You know, we had we had quite a few, we had in Lionheart, the officer who was with me, Voyo, was the bodyguard of Stallone, and he also played in Rambo.
Then you had your second film, then we're going to move on quickly because we have some other folks that want to come on. So, now, you got that film. What was your first film professionally, other than the breakdancing movie? What did you do after that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, I think the movie really, who are still today, they watch a lot, is Bloodsport in 1986.
Japan, they watch
Kickboxer,
it. Kickboxer, China.
1987, Lionheart, 1989. Those are the three really
okay,
cool
so
people
when you
love.
Did those, yes. what followed that? What other film?
And then I did other movie in South Africa, which I directed. I directed a movie called Backlash. I co-produced it. And then also I directed all the fight scenes, all the action of To the Death with John Barat. That was done in South Africa in Johannesburg. Uh-huh. I went back to my country, Morocco. Something happened between Jean-Claude and I, unfortunately. And then something happened between us, so we got separate. I went back to my country of origin, got married, beautiful kids, 4 boys. And then there, of course, I cannot walk on the street because everybody wants to take a picture.
Right.
Because I'm the first Moroccan who went to Hollywood and made a movie who was success worldwide. So for them, it was like amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've done TV series over there. I've done movie for TV. I've done movie for theater. It was huge. And then I did Bara, where I played twins. I directed it. That's why also I'm back.
Is that the last film you did, Bara?
Bara, that's the last one.
Okay. Now, how can people get the film? They want to see it.
Okay. No, I'm still... Maybe I cannot say any name, but we are looking for a distributor. Okay,
you heard that, folks.
Yes.
Distribution.
So we can talk after this.
Yeah, yes. He may have some.
And then after that,
financing.
After that movie, that movie, the message of that movie, that's what I've been fighting for 30 years.
Right.
The bigger cancer we have on this planet is drugs.
Right.
And more dead than any war. You put all those war together. But the mom and dad, they don't get to see my daughter or son die from an overdose. Oh, he had a heart attack. Oh, he died. Because they're ashamed. But you have so many people who die. It's so sad. So sad. I'm using a tool, one of the tools. You have many others. But one of the tools I'm using.
We got a live call.
It's Karate Shotokan. One of the.
Hold on. You're on the air on Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
Yeah, I said I would call in today. Okay. Sorry I didn't get to make it physically in the studio.
Oh, well, we'll see you next time. So tell us what's going on with you real quick, and then we're going to...
For sure. Well, the premiere of my new film, one of my newest films, is coming out on the 17th in Riverside, California. It's called Senior Entourage, and it has Ed Asner, Dick Van Dyke, and Mark Rydell in it.
Okay.
And myself, directed by Brian Connors. And then also, I have another film in the Cannes Festival this year.
Ooh, what's that? What is that film?
Oh, it's called 15 Seconds of Fame.
Okay. Sounds like that. Sounds like insane in Hollywood.
It's going to be fun.
We support
you.
So,
who have you guys been talking to tonight?
Well, I have a gentleman who is known in Morocco and also in Claude Van Damme. He was friends with Claude Van Damme. Are you guys back together?
Yes, we are.
So they're together. Good. So
after 20 years.
Yeah, well, that happened. Anyway, Claude Van Damme, the famous kickboxer, boxer. Yes. And he was
I love Jean-Claude Van Damme.
See?
This is Tong Po.
Yeah,
my friend Natasha Blossick was just in his latest TV series that was working on Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Yeah,
Jean-Claude Van Johnson, yes.
Van Johnson. Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, we wish you
well. I was just calling to say hi because, you know, you guys had asked me to come to the studio, and I'm sorry I couldn't today. I was set finishing some new scenes for the film, so I was really excited to get the chance to call in and talk to you. Well, you know how much I love you, Cameron.
We're excited to be that you called us. So anyway, we'll see you again, and everyone, Amber Martinez.
Thank you, Amber.
You go, Amber.
Bye, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, Amber. Okay, now because of time, what we're going to do? We're going to interview this gentleman, and then we'll get the real estate agent. So we'll get everyone in. So tell us Gil is your name?
Oh, it's Gil Fajardo.
Gil has done, he looks like a guy that would kill you in a minute. But he's done a lot of gangster,
Some gangster movies there. Yeah, I mean, my background, is in law enforcement, United States Marshals, and also executive protection agent.
Okay.
Special and expert in weapons. So we have a lot to talk about. Not to mention that you've talked about doing breakdancing and also blood sport. In fact, the owner of Canon Films, the nephew, he is actually directing our movie.
Oh,
Ride or Die.
That's wonderful.
Gabriel Carrera.
Oh yeah, Gabriel.
Yes, he is he's coming up there. He took over his uncle's business,
right?
And now we're bringing Bloodsport back, breakdancing back, and he's working on a project right now, and also working on our project too.
World is small, huh?
Yeah, so the world is small, and you know what?
It's the reason why we need to see each other.
Yeah, it's a lot of great things. We can connect, and after this, we can do something together.
My
so
pleasure.
We'll have dinner together. Anyway, get back to. I wanted to talk about you. So you're doing your own film, right?
Yes.
And tell us about the film.
It's called Ride or Die. It's a first time ever biker and lowrider film that we're doing. It's a feature film. Gabriel Carrera, he's the one that is directing it. I'm starring in the film. Also, we've got a great cast. Gucci Garcia, she plays a role as my mom.
Okay.
Paul Amato Jr., he plays a role as my father. Ray Molina, he plays as my uncle. And the girl that plays as my girlfriend would be Lacey Newell. We've got a lot of great other people that we have. I mean, there's a lot to mention.
Nice cast. Nice
cast. Joe Santana, Louis Odesma.
Oh, yeah, Joe's been around for a while.
Yes. So
tell us, now you're working on this film. Is this going to be coming out down the road?
Yes. Hopefully coming out in 2019.
Okay, so future film.
That's right. Ride or Die. That's right.
Well, you know, it's good that you're selling it now. But sometimes what people want to see, the film.
Right, right.
The film, sizzle.
Yeah, we actually got...
What I want to do is get the guy from out there. We'll get him interviewed. Maybe someone can tell him. We'll get him in.
And thought he left.
No, he didn't leave. No, the other guy. Real estate guy.
Oh, okay.
Let's get him in. We'll get him in so that way, because we don't have that much time. So Karen's doing her thing. She's doing her radio show in Anaheim.
I know. Thank you, Cameron, for having me back.
Oh, it's all right.
MDK Radio
Show. I haven't been on her show. but we're, with our connection with BBS Radio and other things, we're growing definitely.
Yeah.
So anyway, Karen, tell us what's going on, and then we're going to get the other gentleman in, and that'll call it a night.
MDK Radio Show is growing, but I've also linked it together with Save America's Children.
Okay.
We eradicate school bullying and violence in schools across America.
Right.
And so I've linked the show and Save America's Children together. And it's...
So you're going to put all your energy into that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have like 4 songs, a children's book, and a movie coming out with the Save America's Children. Uh-huh. And we have a very, very big entertainment firm that just picked up everything. So
that's good. That's good news. Good news, Karen!
Yes.
And Karen, this will be good for you because as you get this position, you can put all your energy. And
I am retiring May 1st from healthcare after probably 25 years. So
that's a long time.
Yeah.
You get your benefits.
Yes.
You get your benefits from the state of California.
Yes.
All right. So what we're going to do... Because of the time, what we're going to do is we're going to have the gentleman could you get him for me? The real estate guy? We'll bring him in, and then we'll talk a few minutes, and then the end of our show.
Well, yeah. Also, we're also, who's doing our soundtrack for the film Ride or Die is Malo.
Have you?
I don't know if you ever remember them. Malo?
Yeah.
Suavecito, Richard Bean, the original singer. Their cast, Tony and... the rest of the crew, they're putting the band back together. They're doing a great thing.
Right.
And now we had a meeting in San Francisco. Now they're going to be doing our soundtrack for our movie. So we're blessed to have them.
So we'll look forward to that. Let's get the guy in, the guy that Isaac told us about. So tell us what about real estate. We normally will have a real estate person. We'll do a segment of all different things. So tell us about you.
Hey, Cameron, I just want to thank you.
Talk into the mic.
All right. Just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some insider's perspective on what's going on
go
in the real
slow.
Estate market.
You got to go slow on radio.
All right. I got a face for radio, they
slowly.
Say.
Yeah, because you don't want to lose the audience.
Never
right?
to be seen.
People
no,
tell
I'm
you
just
saying.
Kidding.
Because when I was in real estate, the main thing was getting the message.
Right.
Message to the people. So what do you do in real estate?
Well, I'm a real estate broker.
Okay. We're located where?
In the West Valley.
You may want to...
Pull up to the mic. In the West Valley area, Northridge.
Okay, so you do homes and what have you. Do you do commercial?
Not... My specialty is residential.
Okay, residential. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first-time buyers?
First-time buyers. Okay. I love first-time buyers. Got to educate them on the process.
Right. And the L.A., I think the L.A. City has a program in the L.A. County. For first-time buyers.
There's a variety of programs out there for first-time buyers, and it's an exciting time to be in a real estate market.
Get a new home, this is the time to buy it.
Exactly.
So now, if people want to contact you, how could they do so?
Well, I'd love to give you my website.
Okay, go ahead. Speak up to the...
www.mikeshamansky.com. It's MikeshamanSki. And I could also be reached on my cell phone direct at 818-251-0569.
All right. That's a paid political announcement.
There you go.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what we'll do is another time you can talk about a segment of the market.
Okay.
And that way it'll give you time. But we're not knowing what you do is difficult. So I try to put transition in what I do. So now, one last thing, and then we're going to go back to our actors here. What about, they say when you buy a move-up home? Tell people what a move-up home is.
A move-up home would be someone who possibly was a first-time buyer, maybe got into a condo or a townhome, and they've realized the equity position that they've gained, and now they're ready for a little bit bigger house, perhaps with a pool or some
home in Bel Air.
Yeah, some sizzle features, right? But the most important thing in the real estate market, Cameron, is to decide who you choose to represent you.
Right.
Right.
And get the realtor.
Yep. Yep.
And finance.
And in this market, believe it or not, when we talk about the market, there's a product, the house, and then there's the brokers and agents, right? So it's a two-part. One is service, one is product.
And also get pre-qualified.
Get pre-qualified. I have an amazing program. Score. Yep. Yeah, we can help people with
What's
that
What's a good
as
credit
well.
Score nowadays?
Good credit score, 640, 650. We can make it happen as low as 620.
Well, I got 725, so there you go.
You're good, good. We've got a great program.
They give me credit cards all the time. People ask me. So let me ask around the room. We'll talk to our man Gilbert. Gilbert, are you going to be performing any comedy stuff?
Right now, no. We'll be concentrating on doing this film because we want to get this film out there. Like I said, we just finished shooting a movie called Kilroy about the Mexican Mafia. Actually, it's a redemption movie. That's going to come out in September.
You're playing Froggy.
No, that one was a documentary. I did the documentary. I did Froggy on that one. This one, the next one I play is Peanut Butter. That's my gang. Peanut Butter.
I never seen Mexican games with peanut butter.
Right. but it's going to be a good film. It's going to be a good film, and another movie that's going to be coming out this year, Miriam's Grades. I co-star in that one as Rudy. So I've been really busy working on
That's
a lot
good,
of stuff.
Man.
So. Been blessed.
Good to hear that you're working And also Muhammad's working. It's good because and Karen's doing her thing, and Mike is doing his thing. So it's all good. And what we'd like to do is maybe, you know, one day have like a seminar, you know, different folks, you know. And I think a positive attitude, we were talking earlier, and where you're headed is very important, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Have positive attitude. Now, Gilbert will be coming out soon. We'll hear from you.
Yeah.
And then let me get this call real quick. Yeah.
And also, you can
Austin,
reach.
From Austin, Texas. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Bernadette. How are you?
Cameron.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. How's the folks in Austin, Texas? How are they doing?
Oh, gosh. Texas has been under thunderstorms tonight.
Oh, really? We're gonna get rain out here in California. We had an earthquake this week,
5.3.
And it was just crazy. But now I survived that thing today, and you were very nice to support me. Wrote a letter, and Bernadette, I'll tell you, I was telling the audience earlier when you go through something horrible, but it comes out good. I feel happy. Whatever I'm gonna do, I'll be happy. And that's what you have to maintain, is the happiness, build up your career, build up where you're going to go. And tomorrow I'll be doing some spiritual work tomorrow in Culver City. So it all works out, like you said. It all works out. It's good.
I'm so happy to hear that. Always see it the way you want it to be and leave the rest to the divine, right?
Right, you got to, because you go nuts. And the problem with me is, I'm, you know, because I'm a radio guy, I want everything to happen and stop. And I had, where I'm staying at, the hotel where I'm staying at, it's really interesting. I met a guy who was with the Hell's Angels. And the guy was telling about his life as Hell's Angels. I go, well, at least my life is not on the road getting shot at. So at least I got something good, you know. But he was telling about the Hell's Angels. And he said, the big thing being a Hell's Angels is that you're not welcome in any town. Very interesting, because they broke up the famous concert with the Rolling Stones up in a place up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. So they threw up. They're going to beat up a Mick Jagger. This is like 68, 69. But other than that, how's your seminar going?
Well, it's going great. I wanted to plug it tonight with you. July 23rd through the 27th. For women, all about balance and getting ourselves in check, creating the life that we desire. And so, everybody who's interested on your show will get a $150 discount on it.
Ooh.
If they plug in your name, Cameron.
Cameron 101.
So,
just kidding.
Cameron is the key word.
Oh, good. The key word. The key word. Anyway, we hope that people will go to the seminar. It'll be a life. It'll be like you change your whole life with that seminar. And I'm going to see if I can go to it because I have to go to Sedona, and I'm going to cover the UFO thing up in going to New Mexico. I got all these places I'm going to, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I would love to meet you and go there. And by the way, Austin's a cool town. It sounds like a cool town.
You know? Austin is amazing. Yeah. And where we're doing the retreat is at a really gorgeous vineyard resort.
Oh, how nice.
And it's very Tuscan and feel. Just, it's absolutely amazing out there. So the energy is great. The events that we have set up are really awesome, and we're just really excited about it. So,
well, you got me excited. I want to get that plane.
It's going to be a good time.
I want to get that plane to go to Austin. No,
come on, Cameron. Come on. You know, you're always welcome here.
Anyway, please book. Thank you for a seminar, and that'll be coming up soon. And I'm so happy for you. And well, you know, next week we're going to do our usual crazy show because we did our show, but it was different tonight because of all the activity I had this week. But next week we're going to talk about rejection. People want me to do a show about rejection. So we're going to talk about it next week, and we're going to talk about the UFO conference. But thank you for calling in, my dear. You're the greatest. She's the greatest.
Thank you, Cameron. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, with a few remaining, they say seconds in radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We're on LA Talk Radio. We will be on. Someone's trying to get me. I'll talk real quick. As they say in radio, hello. Hello, hello.
This is Daniel Branch from Tennessee.
Okay, Daniel, hey, we don't have much time. You have to call us another time. We're running out of time. All right?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say congrats to Joe for a shout-out. Congrats on all what he came out with.
All
He's
right.
working
Thank
really
you,
close to what he does.
Brother, I
You're
appreciate
welcome,
it.
Joe. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, brother. You know
thanks
I love
so
you, man. God bless.
Thanks so much.
Love you, too, man. God bless. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks so much. All right. With that in mind, as they say in radio, we want to thank everyone. And good night from Los Angeles. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Good night. Thank you.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.